Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
You're listening to StMichaelsPod.com. We have taken over control of your iPod or other MP3 listening device. Resistance is futile at this point. God's message will not self-destruct, whether you choose to accept his mission or not. At this time, we recommend that you relax, let go, and let God.
Last week, heading into the March for Life weekend, we had a great weekend. We had a great trip, and I have to say that I think some hearts were changed, and some of the teens that we went with definitely were more open to the idea of vocations in their lives and understanding and finding out what it is that God has created them for. But you know what? Rather than me talking about it, I think I'll just let you hear a little bit of it in their own words as we venture now to the trip, the bus trip, on the way back from the March for Life, this anniversary, the 33rd anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
This is Mike Rowe from StMichaelsPod.com. We are on the road for the March for Life with a team from St. Michael's. Just going to get in the bus here and have a little bit of a talk about some of the things that the team saw while they were on the trip.
I mean, that much, so much more. You know, if you sweated through the practices, if you spent your time, those victories have a lot much deeper meaning, and the same way with our life at the end, because the Lord has allowed us to work out our salvation with Him through our works, through our prayers, it'll be much more meaningful. So that's the church triumphant, the saints in heaven. I wanted to open it up if anybody wanted to just maybe comment on what you experienced at the March for Life, or if you have any thing you want to share with that struck you about this march. And then also be thinking about ways that we can continue this work when we go back home. Since the march is only once a year, there's other ways we can get involved. Some of you go down to the abortion clinic on Saturday mornings. That's a very great witness to be there and to be praying for those people. Other ways, being involved politically, keeping astute to what's going on. You know, if you're over 18, making sure you vote in every election, even for the small ones, because we got to make sure we have pro-life small positions so that they'll be able to build a platform so that they can get into the upper reaches of political life. Also, in the coming weeks, we'll be seeing what the pro-life victories of the election of 2004 is bringing some fruit in the past justices, Scalia.
Alito.
Who am I thinking of? Alito and Roberts. So, yeah. Both Catholic, both pro-life, and so we have a lot to be thankful at this time. But anyhow, open it up now if anybody wants to share just anything that struck you about the march, or just about the pro-life work in general.
Okay, basically, this is my first time coming, and I just thought it was a really amazing experience. I can't explain it. I was just talking to these guys. Like, it's not something you can explain. There's just so many people, like the mass, with like 10,000 people in a church. I've never seen that many people, let alone in a church, you know. And then walking with like some 100,000 people all for the same cause was just an amazing, amazing experience.
What do you think of the call to vocations?
Definitely kind of put us on the spot, I guess. Like, I've sort of been thinking about religious life, and people have been coming up and telling me that, you know, I think you have a vocation, and I'm like, who told you, you know? Like, I'm like, okay. But I'm definitely, like, looking into it. It was kind of funny, I guess, that he mentioned it. I was like, ooh, I know I'm not going to get out of this.
Some people are called to partake in political actions. Or so Mr. Barone says.
McDonald's just said it!
Exactly. No, we had a great time at the March for Life. Personally, one of the things that I really am thankful that I got to partake in, and actually got separated from the group for a little bit, and I can only say that now that we're all safe and sound on the bus going home. But I actually got to go ahead and partake over the intercom on the march. I got to say a whole rosary, lead everybody in the rosary for, how long does the runner take? You say about 20 minutes or so. It's the fastest 20 minutes, and it was literally from, you know, probably about the beginning of the march down to we got down to the Capitol, so that was a lot of fun. Also, we won't talk about the reporter that I got to talk to. You can look for his thing in the Daily News coming up. And our
biased
podcast.
Was he biased?
Just a little biased, yeah. He started arguing with me about Roe v. Wade. Classy. But, yeah, so one of the that me and Bro, too, here, we're talking about was, how about that mass last night? I mean, seriously, that was pretty cool to see the entire church there for the most part. But we said too, I mean, me and Bro was saying, you know, this mass was very emotional for me, and I have to say amen to that. It was, you think about on this trip, by the grace of God, how you were able to realize just what a gift life really is. And you definitely felt that during that mass. And when you live your life the correct way, I mean, your gift, your life really is a gift from God. And we definitely experienced that just through the mass the whole time. So, and I definitely think we have some vocations on this bus. So not to bug him, but really said, no, don't bug them. Just pray for them. Let God handle that.
All right, well, this trip has definitely been amazing for me. My first march, and definitely not my last. It's better. Okay. And I have to say my favorite part was definitely the mass last night. It was really speaking to me as far as just, it was so clear how much we really have to just leave our lives open to God, and how selfish we all can be by having our own plans for what we want to do. And it's not about what we want. It's about why God made us and what we are supposed to do for Him. And I felt like, I've never felt like I answered God's call as much as being in the march. You know what I mean? It was like, I really felt like I was supposed to be there. And with that being said, if you guys show up, we can plan things like praying around abortion clinics and stuff. An abortion clinic, actually, that we prayed at is closing.
Yay!
Because, and they said, yeah, it's awesome. And
it's just moving.
It's moving, but that one's closing. Because they said the reason for their moving was because they were sick of being bothered by, you know, us praying around it. So if we're going to follow them and, get them out of here.
I just want to say that I thought it was really cool, and it was kind of a last-minute decision for me, and I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to make it, but I'm really, really happy I came. The mass last night was amazing, and watching the whole arena full today was incredible, so it was definitely really worth it.
What about McCarrick's call for vocations?
Wow! that was hard, because I'm still really not sure. But it was one of those things where it's like, if you think it, and so I thought, I mean, because even if you don't, it's okay, because God's not calling you that, but just the possibility of being open to it is good.
I've been to a lot of youth rallies and stuff before, but never to like one this big, which is pretty cool, I guess. And it was just interesting to see a ton of young people out there, because I don't really see a lot of them at my school. But when I go to, like, Jesus Jams and stuff, they're all over the place. So it's nice to know that there's a lot of them outside of just where I've seen them. And it was actually a lot more encouraging to go out and, preach the message and tell everybody stuff. And Mass was also enjoyable. Got really into praying the rosary this weekend, which was nice because I haven't said it for a long time. I ended up saying, like, 4 before the first mass, which is really cool. So and then today's mass was just awesome. I was sitting with Tommy back there, and when the guy got up and started talking about vocations for, or no, when the cardinal said that the vocations guy's gonna start and talk about the homily, I started laughing, and Tommy just kind of looked at me. It's like, I'll tell you later. And so I ended up telling Tommy during some part when they were bringing up the gifts or something, while I was laughing, I said, well, I was thinking about the whole vocations talk about, I don't know, half the day before and all the time during Mass and stuff with seeing all those priests. And anyone who knows me knows that that's always been like the back of my mind, right up there with my whole like music and everything. So Maybe if I can find a way to combine those two. Might work. Yeah, Father Stan, he's pretty sweet. But then someone else started talking about vocations. I was like, oh man, that's two strikes. So then the cardinal got up like at the end. He's like, oh, I'm not letting you go. I was like, oh my god. And so I told Tommy that if there's another like card in my mail about like St. Andrew dinners or vocation dinners, I'm gonna flip. So
Father Bill, put that in the mail. Get in the mail tomorrow.
I don't know, I guess that's about it. It was fun, it was definitely life changing. It's if I ever had any doubts in my faith before questioning, it's definitely been answered and it's a lot more solid, so that's about it.
Okay, I'm a man of few words, so I'm going to keep this brief.
Yeah.
I recommend everyone at least trying to stay up till 3 a.m. doing adoration. That's always fun. And that's something else, like, so I'm just going to go back to my seat. Oh wait, reconciliation rocks.
Oh yeah.
I had a blast first off. That's the first thing I've done like this. First thing like this I've done. And I used to be in youth group, but I got out of it just because I didn't think I had enough time. But I found is that I need to make time. And the youth group at St. John of Arc is a ton of fun, and there's a lot of nice people. And especially being on this trip really helped me out because I was, not to go into it or anything, but I was starting to lose faith and starting to go away from church and everything. But just recently, especially when one person specifically on this trip that talked me into coming into this, and that really helped. And when I was on the way up here, I was thinking how much I had to, how I had to change. And I need God in my life, and there's no getting around that. I can't hide from it or anything. And so I think being on this trip helped a ton. Seeing all you guys all living really good lives, and you're all extremely happy from what I can tell. And there's one common factor that everyone has faith in their life. And it helps to know that you guys all live active lives and have a spot in your life for God. So favorite thing, I loved Mass yesterday and today. And never had that much fun at Mass before. And as tired as I wasn't falling asleep that bad. So, oh yeah. And then, but I would have to say, last night at Reconciliation was amazing. I talked to a great priest, and he really helped out a ton. So, that's really all.
Hello? Oh, hi. Well, during the Mass this morning, I got asked if I would be interviewed for Channel 10 News. And so me and Scott went out and got interviewed while holding up the banner. And he asked us, like, opinion questions on if we think that abortion could be completely cut out soon, and if it would, how would we feel, and what are, like, really strong beliefs. And the one thing I liked he asked was, he just asked if I could have one statement I wanted to say to everyone, what would it be? And I just thought that was really cool that I could say on TV that I actually, like, people could listen to me now, like, with this microphone. You're forced to listen to me now. So, ha. So, like, I think it's really cool that people watching the news, all of a sudden, they see a teenager standing up for what she believes in and speaking her truth. What I said was, I believe that there is no reason for an abortion at all whatsoever. I have many people at school that are pro-choice. The captain of my team is pro-choice, so just to make her mad, I wear my pro-life things to practice. And I fight with her all of the time. She has all these reasons. What if it's rape? What if it's a health condition? I would say there's no reason for an abortion, because if they don't want the child, give it to someone who wants it. Put the child up for adoption for someone who can't have a child maybe and want one. They go for adoption. You're just, like, basically killing someone that has a right to live, and there's absolutely no reason to abort a child. You should always give it the chance to have life, even if they say it could die soon after it's born. Give it the chance, because that happened to my friend and it lived for 13 years. also gives a child a chance, and that's pretty much what I said in my interview.
All right, I mean, a lot of it's pretty much just what Erin said. She summed it up pretty well, but even though nobody was watching it at that time, I was a little nervous because I didn't know what questions he was going to ask. And, like, he was asking me all these, like, kind of harder questions. Like, he was like, out of the blue, so what do you think of the possible confirmation of Justice Alito? I said that I was... What did I say? No, I said that I was in school during some of the hearings, but that it'll be nice to have a Catholic, a pro-life Catholic, as a Chief Justice, so... That's what I said, I think. Something to that effect. But it was pretty cool. I mean, like what Erin said, it's pretty cool that they care enough to ask teenagers what they think about it, since we're the ones that are going to have to deal with it when we get older, because it's our generation that's going to be killed. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It was really cool.
We will never forget in our lives, and hopefully this will make a difference in all our lives in the next few years. And the only, I also have one thing to say is always be proud that you're Catholic. Do not be ashamed of your faith. Always defend your faith and always follow what's in your heart and always follow what God tells you. You know, everything, is there's a reason for everything. It's always in God's will. Just put everything in God's hands and you'll be fine. Thank you.
So there you have it. In their own words, many of the teenagers from St. Michael's Parish and St. Joan of Arc Parish that went on the March for Life this year, 2006, and gives you a chance to see as a youth ministry person how much fun it can be to take teens, to see hearts changed. They mentioned quite a bit the Call to Vocations by Cardinal McCarrick, and they also mentioned the impressions that the masses left on them. We saw 15 minutes worth of processions into the Mass of priests and bishops and deacons and brothers. It was amazing. It took 15 minutes. We had two full songs with seven verses in the songs, and they still had to sort of tinker around on the organ long enough at the end until the bishop actually got out there and got up on the altar. So it was an amazing Mass at the Basilica there at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. And the trip in general just was wonderful. The whole march, EWTN's coverage of the march, our local Channel 10 station that covered some of our kids and asked them their opinions and gave them an interview. And it was interesting to note how important it was to them to be heard by the media. And as one of the teens there mentioned, it's because it's their generation that has been kind of lost in this Holocaust of sorts. So they're the ones that will be dealing with it for many years to come. God bless them all, and God bless you, and God bless anyone and everyone who's out there working to end abortion, to overturn Roe v. Wade, and to make this world a better place, to make God happier with us. I think I'd leave you with the words, I'm paraphrasing here, from Pope John Paul II, who said that this particular work, this business of being pro-life and being an active pro-life person, is the most important work that's being done on the world today, in the world today. So with that thought, with the great John Paul in heaven now praying for us, hopefully St. John Paul the Great very soon. We'll leave you with that idea, that thought. Pray for us and pray for these teens whose hearts have been changed and their activities in the future for pro-life, and pray for this world that we do indeed end abortion soon. This is Mike Barone from stmichaelspod.com. Let prayer be your firewall.
Y'all need to understand now that this podcast and all the materials contained here in it are the intellectual property of Mr. Michael A. Barone. They are copyrighted by him under the stmichaelspod.com website. And the use of these materials contained herein without Mr. Barone's express written permission is a violation of all applicable copyright laws. Now you knew that.